Let's pray together. God, on this Sunday of love, with so much anticipation in our hearts, we express to you, as we have been taught and as we have come to know and practice with our lives, that we love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We also give you thanks today that you give us the opportunity to extend your love to one another. In the name of Jesus, amen. A few weeks ago, I was working on this sermon specifically on December 13th, and it occurred to me what kind of day December 13th was. Now, for us, it was the middle of Advent. It was right in the middle of the Christmas season. Advent had already started. We were in this mode of anticipation. It also happened to be the seventh day of Hanukkah. And it was, in many Christian traditions around the world, Saint Lucia Day. Yeah, exactly. Everybody's like, what's Saint Lucia Day? Well, it is a day, and I think this is especially significant this year, about the bringing of light into the world. In Scandinavian countries, they don't necessarily call it Saint Lucia Day, they just call it Lucia. And so in Sweden, all the people of Sweden gather for Lucia Day, and it's on that day specifically for a reason. And I was thinking about Emily while we were doing this, because Emily, essentially, this year has been our Lucia. You brought light. Only in the Scandinavian countries on Lucia, one little girl is chosen to bring light. Only she wears something akin to what we think of as an Advent wreath on her head. And used to be, they don't do it anymore. Now it's LED lights. But it used to be fully, you know, burning candles. And so she would walk into the room, other kids would have candles, but Lucia would have the, you know, what we think of as an Advent wreath with the candles on her head, and she would bring it in. And think about this. Think about where this is taking place, in like Sweden and Norway. December 13th up to the next week is the darkest period of their year. They only have a few hours of daylight a day in Sweden and Norway and places like that. And so what is Lucia doing? She's bringing light into a dark world. This is what Advent's about. This is what Hanukkah is about. This is what their tradition is about. It's about bringing light into a dark world. This is what's happening in the song we know as the Magnificat, the song of Mary that she sings about bringing the incarnation of light into the world. This is essentially what they would have thought of back then as a modern day psalm. This is her, this young Jewish girl out in the middle of nowhere expressing her trust in God. So wherever you happen to be right now in your own life, join this morning in this expression of trust to God. And this is the Song of Mary. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. As we sing with Mary today, let's join the traditions of thousands of years that all over the world celebrate the same thing. For Mary's song specifically, rejoice. And we just spent, you know, last Sunday was the Sunday of joy. And so we have just spent the last week in this week of joy. We tend to think of joy as a noun. It is an idea. But originally it was supposed to be a verb, not joy as an idea, but rejoice as an action. This is not only what we believe, but this is what we do. It defines us to the core of our being. And so Mary's song rejoices with the Lord. She sings of God's mercy. You have probably had plenty of opportunities recently to extend mercy. If not, look for them because they are there. And then all the other elements of her song, lifting up the lowly, filling the hungry, help, just good old-fashioned help, all according to promises. This is about taking something old and passing it on to the next generation. And this is what this season is about. It's about looking at our past and saying, how can we take things from the past and pass them on to generations to come? Now, it's occurred to me that that doesn't always work. And where it occurred to me the most was early this month when I received in the mail the Sharper Image catalog. Now, there was a time when Sharper Image was the coolest thing on the planet. And so I grabbed my Sharper Image catalog and started thumbing through it and started thinking, this is not what I remember it to be. Had all the same gadgets, and so I was thinking, has Sharper Image changed or have we changed? For example, I was thumbing through it, supposedly all these great Christmas gifts, and I came across an electric s'mores maker. And it occurred to me that if you have, now I don't want to offend anybody, that's part of my job, right? I have to make disclaimers. If you have an electric s'mores maker and you love it, God bless you. But really, is this kind of the thing that we need in our houses? And then the one, as a friend of mine I heard once said, the piece of resistance. The one that really got my attention the most was, wait for it, an electric chainsaw carving knife. And to our, here, I've got to do this. I'm sorry to the people in Calgary and South Africa. Can you see that? All right. So I want to read this to you. The mighty carving knife is the powerful electric slicer that gives you the feel and precision of a chainsaw. Obviously, these people have never used a chainsaw. Add some excitement. Now, this one's my favorite line of all. Add some excitement to the table as you pull the trigger to slice turkey, watermelon, and I was picturing this as I was reading this. What if you're at a 4th of July party with your friends and they bring out a watermelon, set it on the table, and then pull out a chainsaw? It's like, we're going to add some excitement to the party. Okay, we can leave the chainsaw. This all brought to mind to me this notion of, here we have the past, and we're looking into the future, and this is what, for this year, has been especially poignant. This is what this moment in time is about. It's about looking at our past, about looking into the future, and saying, who are we? Right now, who are we as the people of God? Most generations are very different from the ones that come before, and most You know, you live long enough and you realize that, you know, generations change things up. I was thinking about this with my kids being in town. When I was growing up, my parents and the people that I lived with, when I was 12, I discovered what they called noise. Now, for me, the version of noise was Van Halen's 1984, the album, 1984. And I cranked that thing up. And most of the time, I heard over and over again, "Turn that down." So then I left home, and I had 10 years worth of pump up the volume. And then when my children came along, there were many times, and it was still Van Halen 1984, you know, where my little girl was saying, "Daddy, can we please turn that down?" And it occurred to me that if Christmas Eve is anything, it is when a time of anticipation meets what comes next. Christmas is the perfect bridge between the past and the future. It is God telling us, as the people of God, "I'm with you. I've always been with you, always going to be with you." This moment in time is God saying to us, this little outpost that we have of the community of God's people, of the kingdom of heaven, "I'm with you. I've always been with you. I'll always be with you." And the one thing that never goes out of style, that is the same generation after generation, is that light overcomes the darkness, and light is coming into the world. Feeding the hungry with good things is always a good thing, and mercy is always welcome, especially when you're the recipient of it. If this season leading up to Christmas shapes us in any ways specifically, let it shape us this year to be people of mercy. We give mercy, we receive mercy. And let this moment in time remind us not to just look for light coming into the world, but to take every opportunity to join in the earliest act of the one true and living God. And in so doing, let us be the light. Amen.